With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am not he. This is Rob Sanford. And Stephen Gunderson, we're filling in for Bill this morning. It is Saturday, May 20th, 2016. It is Sanford and Son Friday. We're filling in for Bill, for William, for the guru of all things financial, while he works on the newsletter. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Welcome to your father's lair.
Yeah. It's been a busy week this
week.
Yeah,
it has.
A lot has been going on in the market.
Update us, my young friend.
All right, let's see how it's doing this morning. The Dow is up 115 points. The NASDAQ is up 51 points. Wow. The S&P is up 14. Let's see. Oil's down a tiny, tiny bit. Gold's up a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah, so, it's kind of flat right now, I guess. And then silver's up, too. Look at that.
Yeah. So, not a bad Friday.
Not a bad Friday. You know,
we'll take it.
And kind of a surprising Friday, too. Because on the Fed notes the last couple of days, the market's kind of reacted one way and then reacted another way. And it's kind of finding its footing here on Friday. The Friday footing finding Friday for the market. And so it promises, I think, to be a pretty good next couple of weeks. Now, that's just me looking into my own crystal ball, and I know nothing about what I'm talking about, but it seems that way, having listened to hours of financial analysis in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. I'm sitting here in the Gunderson Capital Studios alongside Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, as we fill in for Bill. It's Sanford and Son Friday. This Friday, we sit here anticipating a ton of things that are going on in the market right now and kind of taking a look at what the overall picture has been for the week, what's coming for the following week, and really we're doing our best just to fill airtime for the man himself, for Bill, while he does what? What's he doing right now?
He's writing the newsletter.
He is writing the newsletter. He's writing the Epistle of Bill.
Yep.
Instead of to Bill, it's Second Bill. It's probably about 2012, 3030, Bill. How many newsletters do you think he's written in the last 20 years?
One a week for the last 20 years.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. So that's three, what is that?
52 times 20. 4,000.
Wow. No, not
400.
400.
No, 4,000.
No, 10. Now, come on now. We're supposed to be in the financial business. We should know math. Yeah, so about 400. Well, if he's written 50, there's 52 weeks, and he's written one a week for 20 years. So that's 50. That's 5. That's
1,000.
There we go.
I don't know where my math is this morning. It's too early.
That's about a little over 1,000 yeah. newsletters he's written.
Yeah.
In how'd you come up with 4,000?
You know, I was just not thinking.
You know what I think you were thinking is the 4,000 stocks that are in the app.
Possibly.
There's 4,000.
Got my numbers all jumbled this morning.
So in any case, we're glad to have you along. We're glad to have you along the ride, and we're going to talk a little bit about some specific stocks that we talked about last week. Kind of recap some of the things that that Bill talked about, and most importantly. Let you know where you can plug into the knowledge of Bill as you are searching for answers in this topsy-turvy, unpredictable thing that we call the stock market. And really, the best way to do that is by talking to Bill. It's certainly not by talking to us. It's talking to Bill is the best deal. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. As we get ready to continue with the show this morning, we're going to try again allowing questions to be asked via text. Now, I swore I was never going to do this again.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. But I'm going to give you the special bat phone number here. And if you would like to text during the show, we'll read your question and we'll answer your question on the phone. That's the first way to do it. So you can text at 619-995-2628. Now, if you can't... if you can't remember that, just remember $995 is a down payment on a boat because it spells 995 boat. So 619-995 boat. And you
perfect.
You can text a question to Stephen, and I'm going to make Stephen answer it.
And we can also, if we don't get to your question this week, we can get to it next week.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Or we could have Bill answer it maybe.
That would be a much more accurate answer. You know what we could do also is have them email questions for next week's show.
Absolutely.
I think that might be the ticket because people ask us all week long. Yesterday I was talking to a lady in Sarasota, and I know we have a lot of listeradin the Tampa Bay, Sarasota, Bradenton area. But yesterday she had some questions about her portfolio and some questions about potentially becoming a client of Bill's at Gunderson Capital Management. And you know what she asked me? She asked me, what does Bill wear during the show? I said, well, I can tell you what he doesn't wear.
It's an interesting question.
He doesn't wear shoes. He always kicks his shoes off. When you walk into his office, into the studio, his shoes are always laying in the middle of the floor.
Hey.
But with the camera, if you're watching it on, now where is that, on YouTube? Is that where you see
this? It's on YouTube. It's on our website.
It's on our website. So if you want to go back and look at Bill as he does the show.
You can see what he's wearing every day.
The beautiful view out the back window that world-famous Ed tends to flip around and put behind him instead of front of him. It's a pretty neat way he does that. I don't know how he does it. How does he do that?
To copy and paste.
No.
And we got the green screen behind
you. I know we've got
you.
A green screen, but how does he do that? How does he take the view and put it behind Bill?
You just paste it onto the green screen.
I don't know how to do that. That's why we have Ed.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
I could probably figure it out, but I don't want to figure it out.
That's why we have Ed. So if you'd like to see what Bill wears while he does the show, it's usually a pair of khakis, a nice business shirt, and no shoes.
Sometimes a hat.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think I've ever seen him with a hat.
He used to wear a hat more often.
Is that right?
Recently, it hasn't been as much.
Okay. It's probably a Padres hat.
Or a Best Docs Now hat.
Oh, Best Docs Now app on his head? Oh, it's going to be one of those shows today, I can tell. Well, I'll tell you what. If you'd like to send us a text, if you'd like to ask a question, 619-995-2628. Or you can email us during the show, Stephen with a P-H, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-E-N. E-N, sorry, man. Stefan.
How long have we been working together?
Yeah, right. S-T-E-P-H-E-N at GundersonCapital.com. Or you can email me for next week, Rob@GundersonCapital.com. And we're going to give you about 10 different ways to get in touch with us between now and the end of the show.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, when we come up in the next segment, we're going to talk about some retail stocks that we talked about last week, a couple of interesting developments on retail stocks that have happened this week.
Talk about the Fed a little bit.
We are going to talk about the Fed, get
some
information there.
How that is affecting the market.
And really, the thing that you're going to want to listen most to is the paper plate.
We got a paper plate?
You know, a few weeks ago, Bill, in his exit on Thursday while he was going out to get ready for the newsletter, a few weeks ago he decided that he was going to leave some notes for us in the show. Well, he wrote them down on a paper plate. Well, now that has become the modus operandi. That has become his medium to leave us information. Can't email it, can't text it, certainly can't tell it to us, but he writes it down on the thinnest paper plate ever produced. The kind of paper plates where you have 1,000 of them.
Yep.
For like $1.29.
They all stick together.
Right. 1,000 for $1.29. So we're going to read Bill's notes, and we're going to give him some accolades here. Because I tell you what, his printing is pretty doggone good. And I can actually read it this week. Look at that. He's got it separated in...
When he takes his time, you can read it.
In five different sections, he's got it there. In five different sections. And I'm kind of curious, shouldn't we be up against the break right now? I haven't heard any bumper music.
One more minute.
At all. Do we have one more minute? Yeah. Are we coming into the 16 mark?
I think so.
All right. I'm just worried maybe Ken out there in Texas fell asleep and we're not getting any Prince music coming in.
Or we're just not on air.
Or we're not on the air. Oh, he whispered in my ear through the magic of technology that it's 10 more seconds and we might hear Purple Rain here.
We have stuff to talk about. We just don't want to get started on something
this
quarter.
We got so many good things to talk about.
Just stop in the middle of the sentence. So next quarter, we got a lot of good stuff coming.
Wait until you hear what's on this paper plate. You guys are going to want to hear that. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson filling in for Bill. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You know, that was exactly the wrong time to make Bill's chair squeak.
Yes.
Right during the pause of the music there. As I sat
maybe
up.
Maybe we should get him a non-squeaky chair.
As you fumbled with the headphones there and I squeaked forward.
Yeah.
We had the pause in the bumper music there.
Yeah.
Is that the music? Is that the one selection that that Bill was saying makes his brain bleed?
I don't know.
Or was it the other one
with
the crow
he
in
may...
it?
The crow in it.
Yeah, there's that one with the crow that sounds like Halloween music that comes in. You know,
I don't know. I don't know that one.
It'll, oh, yeah. Come on now.
I'll recognize it for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Because I probably picked it out. But
you did. And as a matter of fact, I think he called you out on it. He said, I'm sure.
Maybe that was the one I didn't do. I don't know. There's nothing with a crow in it.
Yes, there is. It sounds like Halloween music at the very beginning. I've commented it on before. Huh. Nevertheless, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We are filling in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and the phone is blowing up. I'm impressed with the number of people that are texting questions that we can either answer for you on the air today or next week or pass on to Bill.
But we'll try to get them all today.
And we're going to try and get them today. This is your opportunity to text us at 619-995-2628, 619-995-2628. If you'd like to ask a question on the air, and we'll try and answer it on the air. What I'm doing is just kind of forwarding it over to Bill because he's sequestered in the secret bunker. He is over there working on the newsletter so it can be published and then sent out to all of his thousands of followers all over the world. But I just am copying and pasting the newsletter. And
we should just have him text Bill.
Right. He'd have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Give out his cell phone number on the air all over the nation, and then all of a sudden his phone blowing up.
He'd be slammed.
And he only can text with one finger, so it would be a slow response.
Yeah. He's pretty slow.
I'm not
he's gotten much, better.
You know how I text? By voice.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then
it is convenient sometimes. But if you don't want people to know what you're saying, you can't text
Siri,
by voice.
Siri makes up a whole bunch of words to fill in.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, hey, I'm going to the store today, and it might say, I just ate a golf ball. You know, it's the bizarrest thing in the world. Nevertheless, we had a texter send in a question. What do we think? It would actually be what Bill thinks. It doesn't matter what we think.
We have our opinions, too.
We do have our opinions, but it doesn't matter. We're just the B team.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, he says, what do you think of auto parts stores like AutoZone and O'Reilly Bill, and he said, what's AAP? What is that?
Advanced Auto Parts.
Oh, Advanced. Okay. Yeah. So Bill texts back, I don't like Advanced Auto Parts, but I own the other two.
He does.
So there
O'Reilly
must be a
reason. AutoZone. He has owned AutoZone many times throughout the past.
He has.
6 years, I would say.
Yes, he has. And then let me tell you something. We have an AutoZone maybe 6 blocks from our house.
Yeah.
And I am in that place twice, maybe 3 times a month, maybe once a week. Of course, I tend to work on old trucks and have reason to go in there.
Right.
But it is always busy. Always.
Yeah.
Of course, it's an ocean beach. You know, a lot of rusty cars right there by the ocean.
That's true, yeah.
But it is always busy. And if they don't have something, about a mile further down the road is an O'Reilly. And if they don't have something, I'll go to O'Reilly. And the only reason I don't go there first is because it's a little farther away. But they always have it if AutoZone doesn't.
Hey, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, yeah. So I can see how those auto stocks would be doing well. People tend to keep their cars a little bit longer. I remember when a 100,000-mile car used to be toast. Well, now it's not. It's barely broken in.
Yeah, I told you that story about the guy who had a Toyota Tundra that was a 2007 model.
Okay.
He brought it into the dealership.
Oh, yes, yes.
It had 1 million miles on it.
How do you drive
2007.
A million miles? How do you do that?
He said he was driving all over the country.
Oh, clearly. Never stopped.
Yeah.
All he did was hit
drive. So Toyota gave him a brand new Tundra for free, took his old one, and wanted to study it.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you we'll see the million-mile Tundra ad on TV pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you.
That's incredible, though.
But how many times did that guy have to go to O'Reilly or AutoZone?
He probably went all the time.
He probably did, trying to get all the parts and pieces that fell apart. Although Toyotas tend to be the types of vehicles that can get long in the tooth and not really fall apart.
That's true. They're one of the better... I don't know. I mean, things have changed since the 90s, the early
2000s. Since the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, every car now seems like it's very reliable.
Yes, yes, exactly right. You know, the old rattly Bronco that I love to drive tends to have pieces and parts fall apart regularly.
Yeah.
However, the newer cars, like yours...
Yeah.
The millennial type cars, they they just don't break.
No,
they just,
I've had one problem with my car since
you just
I got
change
it
the oil.
Ago.
You just change the oil. And speaking of cars, you know, we kind of got distracted there. We're watching Fox Business in the background here on one of the screens, and we watched a car. Couldn't see what kind of car. You know those roundabouts?
Yeah.
Ran straight into the roundabout and flew over the top of it. He's going to need to make a trip to AutoZone. Okay, let's look at one of the other questions here that was sent in to us by a faithful listener. And that is the recommended TSP mix. Explain to the viewers. They're not viewers. Explain to the listeners who are viewing their radio right now. Explain to the listeners, what is a TSP?
A TSP is a, it's kind of like a 401k, but it's for government agencies, military. Or no,
Yeah, you're right. I concur.
So yeah, they have, it's kind of like their pension.
Right, right.
They can manage it. And so they only have a limited number of things they can invest in.
Right.
So every week, Bill, since they can't hire a money manager or, you know, they have to do it themselves.
Until they're old enough to roll it over. They can roll it over to an IRA.
Once they're retired, yes,
right.
That's correct. But while they're actively
It's active, right.
You know, they still need help. They don't know what to do.
Sure,
maybe.
Right.
Some people know everything. I don't know. But Bill does have a TSP recommendation in his newsletter.
Okay.
It's an allocation of how you should... you know, allocate your stock or your options.
So what that person would do if they have the newsletter is they might go into their HR department or their whoever is managing their TSP. Maybe they work for the post office. Maybe they work for a city. Maybe they work for a county or a federal government, and they have this retirement program that is being managed by someone in the organization. They can take Bill's recommendations that he publishes in the newsletter.
Yes.
And go in and say, hey, you know, Mrs. Edwards, can you please buy this for me or sell that for me? Or
yeah, well, I'm sure they have access online to it, don't they?
Maybe. Yeah, you know, I've talked to a few people that either have a manager that works with all of them.
Okay.
Or I've also talked to folks that can access it online, but they can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Except for, I think it's twice a year.
There's like 10 options I think they have they can choose from.
Yep.
So Bill will say 40% in this one. 20% in this one, 10% in this one. You know, he'll break it down for you.
Well, Bill's answer was, yes, it is the recommended mix, and it's the best mix based on today's conditions.
There we go.
The best TSP now. Okay, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill. It's Sanford and Son Friday, and we will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford, and it is the air drum extraordinaire, the young Stephen Gunderson, son of a gun. You know, I've offered to get the drum set. I have a full drum kit in my garage, complete with Zildjian cymbals.
Oh, those are nice.
Sabian and Pasty cymbals.
Those are nice.
I've got a set of rototoms, a couple of rack toms, floor tom, the whole shooting match. It's sitting in my garage, all put together, because I have a 12-year-old who thinks he's a rock star.
And never plays it,
and
right?
And never plays it.
Oh, come on.
Right, yeah. In fact, he'll be 13 this summer. That's crazy. But nevertheless, I've offered now to put it in Steven's house. He has a new house. He's moved into a new house and doesn't have enough furniture to fill his new house. You could have a drum room at no charge.
It's a new house, which is exactly why I don't want to make my neighbors, my new neighbors, hate me already.
No, you just line the walls.
I think down the road I will get an electronic one.
You line the walls with that soundboard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd go over well with your wife,
yeah,
right?
That pink, the purple foam jagged.
Right, the jagged foam
that's
that you
nice,
see
though.
On the inside
really
of studios. Right, and then you can sit in there and blow your own brains out,
yeah.
With drums, that is, and nobody would hear it.
Yeah.
Except maybe your wife downstairs through the floor.
Or my baby while she's sleeping.
I'm telling you, I'm offering a free drum set to the guy just to get it out of my garage so I can go to AutoZone and buy some parts and work on my Bronco in my garage, and he won't take me up on it. Holy
it's
moly.
It's very nice.
You know, look at this. Foot Locker's down 10% year-to-date.
Foot Locker. I can't remember the last time I walked into a Foot Locker.
Where do you buy your shoes? Amazon.
Actually, no.
Where?
Sometimes.
Yeah, see?
No, I don't buy them from Amazon.
Wait,
so
wait. You're the perfect size 11. You never have to try
exactly.
them on.
I buy them from Nike.
Direct from Nike?
Yeah.
In Japan? You have them air freighted in?
America.
Okay. Nike America.
Or I'll go to a Nike store.
You will. But yeah. You don't go into a Foot Locker.
No.
Down 10%. And look, Staples is down 15% year to date. What is going on with retail? Last week you said you've never been in a JCPenney in your life.
Nope.
You've never been in a Sears in your life.
No.
You haven't been in a Foot Locker in
I used to buy shoes
years.
From Foot Locker when I was in elementary school. My mom would take me there.
Okay.
That's about the last time.
All right. And
Payless shoe store, that place too.
Oh, the plastic shoes?
Yeah.
The plastic shoes with the cardboard
soles. Then I could get
soles.
Two pairs of shoes if I went there.
Right. Plastic shoes with a cardboard board sole, and they wear out in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Especially if you step in a puddle.
Get, like, Batman shoes or Star Wars shoes with little lights on them.
Now, I thought you still wear those.
I have a pair.
On Casual Fridays. You wear your Batman shoes still with the
them.
Lighting flickering heels.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk for a minute about sporting goods. We've talked about auto parts. We've talked about retail and that you have never darkened the door of the big box mall anchors. However, what about Sports Authority? Have you ever gone into a Sports Authority?
You know, that's one of the one places where I will go into
you
when
will.
I need something.
You'll go into a Sports Authority.
I don't like to buy my gloves online, my bats online.
You cannot buy a baseball glove online.
Even baseballs. I'll buy a bucket of balls online.
Okay.
Because it's cheaper.
But not a glove.
I got to feel my glove.
Yes.
I got to swing the bat.
Yes.
I got to try out the golf club.
Yes.
Test the football, you know, everything.
Yes, okay, all right. So a Sports Authority is one of the
places that
you went.
I feel bad that Sports Authority is going out.
Can you believe that?
I love that place.
450 stores.
I know, it's crazy.
450 stores. They announced that they're closing all their stores.
Yeah.
They tried by closing 100 or so of them, maybe it's 150 of them, and now they're closing all 450 stores nationwide. Sports Authority. I will tell you the problem with Sports Authority.
Okay.
You ready?
I know what you're going to say.
What? What's the problem?
Guns.
No.
What?
No, I'm sure they don't sell guns.
I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
A couple of them used to.
Ours used to a long time ago.
Really? All right. Well, you know, they missed the boat on that. Even Walmart sells guns. However, here's the problem.
Okay.
The name Sports Authority, it infers or insinuates that the folks that work in a Sports Authority are authorities on their individual
You think
areas
that's the problem?
Of expertise. I guarantee you it's the problem. I guarantee it's the problem.
If I needed a glove and I had Sports Authority or Dick's.
You talk to a 17-year-old kid with a nose ring and purple hair who's never.
He's not walking into a Sports Authority, probably.
He's working at the Sports Authority. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They hire these kids or completely unsports educated folks to work. You can walk into a fishing tackle department in a sports authority. They have the wrong selection of products for the market. Like, you come here to San Diego, and you walk into a sports authority, they have a rack full of salmon gear. We don't even have salmon here.
I never looked at that. I was walking for like a glove or something.
Okay, all right.
Maybe some cleats.
But think of all the, you go here into a San Diego sports authority, and they have a ice hockey section. There's
we
no
have ice hockey.
Oh, come
here?
On. You tell me who plays ice hockey.
I have a couple
in
friends
San...
who played ice hockey.
All right, a couple.
Yeah.
We need to have a couple of
hundred
thousand.
It's actually getting
popular
again.
All right. Well, that's the problem with sports authority.
In your face.
No salmon gear needed in San Diego.
No salmon. That's true.
Okay.
That is very true.
And you know, the mix of products. So it's the suits sitting in the cubicles at the corporate headquarters. Making the decisions for the stores in the individual regional areas that are out of touch with their local markets.
Yeah.
And I think that hurts Sports Authority. Whereas Dick's, they have individual community outreach folks, and they find out what is regionally popular.
Okay.
And sell the products that are in or popular in that area. You know who's very, very good at that, however, is Sports Chalet. Have you ever been in a Sports Chalet?
Well, they're going out of business, too.
I know it. Now, so that just kills my whole theory.
Yeah, it does.
Kills my whole theory. Sports Chalet was
totally.
An excellent store with high-end products and expert people that work in it. And they only had, I think, 20 or 30 or 40 stores, something like that, here in California and Nevada.
I like Sports Chalet, too.
Me, too.
So
maybe just
know.
The retail marketplace.
I mean, it was a little bit more expensive.
Which one?
Well, either one.
Yeah.
I wanted to go get a glove, I could probably get one online for a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
But me personally, I like to feel the glove.
Well, and here's the other thing. You go into a Dick's and you find the glove you want. They've got the steaming machine, the oiling machine. They beat it and break it in with the little bat thing and then put it back in the steamer.
That's cool.
And they break it in, pre-break it in for you. That's a nice service to have right there. You're not going to get that from the...
It's kind of the fun part of the glove, though, is you break it in.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking
smack it. Rub some dirt in it.
The UPS guy's not going to do that for you.
No, he's not.
When he's delivering it in an Amazon box.
Got to do it myself.
Okay.
You used to put a ball in it, put a rubber band around it.
Oh, yeah.
Oil it up.
Sleep on it, under your pillow.
Oh, yeah. All that
sleep
stuff.
Sleep with your glove. That's a, you know, that's
only if you made a lot of errors the previous day.
That's an American tradition.
Yeah.
You know,
sleep with your bat if you're in a slump.
Oil up the glove, put it under your pillowcase. I still have little leaguers. Of course, I coach Little League. I still have little leaguers who sleep with their glove. They're 12, 13, sleep with their glove.
Hey, that's good.
That is good. That's Americana right there.
Baseball is the best sport.
Okay. Back onto the, paper plate.
Okay.
As we get close and oh so close to the next quarter of this radio show on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, we're going to talk about a couple of things. Number one, which is really number four on this paper plate, Bill says, make sure that we tell folks how to get the newsletter, because this week we'll give direction, specific direction, that he is wanting people to pay attention to.
Is it possibly about the Fed?
It could be about the Fed.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, the Fed didn't say, oh, we're going to rate hikes in, June or July?
Nope. Mm-mm.
They said, it's a possibility. And just that word, like, oh, we're thinking about it.
In the notes.
Bam.
It was in the notes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So there's still a possibility that they're not going to rate hikes.
You mean they're not going to
hike rates? Sorry.
They might rate hikes. You know, if you go on a hike in the mountains and you give
the
us
trail is a 10.
They're going to rate hikes. You know, that's what the scouts do at the end of a hike. They rate the hike.
Told you, it's early this morning.
It's early in the morning. Oh, you mean
anyways,
they're going
they
to
could still not hike rates.
Rates. Now, here's one thing that Bill did send me.
But, I mean, we've known this the whole time. That if the economy improves,
right,
they're going to hike rates. That's just common sense. But because they said it in the notes this time, everyone's like, oh, crap.
It's
maybe
insane.
They will.
It's insane. I've never seen so many little teeny tiny things affect something so huge as the stock market as the Fed. The Fed, they can burp, and it will change the outcome of the market during the day.
And that could be why we're having a little rally today. Maybe people are realizing, like, like, hey,
yeah.
Well, I already did know this, or why are we overreacting to this?
I know. It's just so silly.
So, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's funny because Bill texted me a few minutes ago from the secret bunker. He said, now this is a direct quote from Bill Gunderson.
Okay.
I'm putting up the air quotes here.
Let's hear it.
It is a really good sign that the market is shrugging off a looming rate hike. The market seems to be ready for it this time. In other words, okay, they weren't caught by surprise. They're shrugging it off. They're saying
the first day they were.
They're saying, they're saying, hey, Fed, go on a hike. And then rate it for us afterwards. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Pops for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit. and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Didn't get to hear the music with the crow in it. I'm telling you, it exists.
All right, I'll have to go back to the archives, the radio show archives on
yes.
GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
On the radio show page.
And listen to
and I'll
every
listen to this past week.
Listen to the whole week
yep.
until you hear the
song.
Bumper music that has the crow cawing in the beginning. That sounds like scary, spooky music that makes your dad's brain bleed.
Maybe it's a Black Sabbath song.
I don't know,
but it
sounds like Halloween music, okay. And I've commented on before, but you've clearly been sleeping during it. Making eye contact with me, and I was commenting about that music, and you acknowledged my comment, and you still don't remember it.
No,
how's that for a millennial?
The music wasn't playing though.
It was.
No.
I said it's scary, spooky music. You know, folks. This is clearly a fill-in show for Bill. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We are filling in for Bill as the B-team while Bill is preparing to wax. Oh!
No, he likes this song.
You hear the crow?
Okay,
did
that's
you hear that
not
in the beginning?
One he hates.
Thanks, Ken. You've proved... Hear that? Okay.
It's a scream.
That's not a scream. It sounds like a crow.
It's a scream.
It sounds like a seagull.
Have you ever seen The Wall?
A seagull on the... No, heck no.
Or Dark Side of the Moon, actually. So. Anyways.
Thanks, Ken. You proved my point.
That's
right
the one.
There,
he likes that song, though.
Right there.
I know he loves that song.
He said his brain was bleeding. It must have been the seagull sound, like he was approaching rocks, getting
Maybe
ready to...
he had it too loud in his ear or something.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We are doing our best here to get through this final... quarter of the Best Stocks Now at Radio Hour. We've talked about so many things, and we've got one more stock to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Before we go on to the contact information that you're going to want to know about, because there's so many different ways to talk to Bill or get in touch with Bill or see what he has to say about the incredibly volatile and reactionary stock market. However, we had a text
yes.
during the show. A faithful listener texted in and said, what do you think of STZ,
okay.
which is Constellation Brands?
Constellation Brands. This okay. is a big company for us locally
yes.
in San Diego. They bought out one of the San Diego beer brands, Ballast Point, for $1 billion.
I am looking out the window of our studio here, and I can see Ballast Point.
That's right.
You can see it from here.
Yeah.
It's not even foggy this morning. It's a nice sunny morning
yeah.
out on the bay. I can see Ballast Point right over next to Point Loma. And Constellation Brands is a pretty doggone good stock. He asks, here's the question from our listeners.
Okay.
Can it continue to run or can continue to run or is it overvalued? Now, do you want to hear Bill's? What would you think Bill's answer would be?
I would say.
Being that you are from his loins.
There's no reason to sell it yet.
That's what you think he would say?
That's what I would think you would say.
Okay. All right. Here's
I don't see any reason to sell it yet.
Here's a direct quote.
All right, let's see what he says.
Through the magic of texting over to the secret bunker.
Okay.
He says, and I quote, I still like it.
Okay.
They bought Ballast Point beer. And that's the entire answer that he sent back to me. He's clearly working on the newsletter and not wanting us to bother him right now. In fact, he texted right after that, if Stop. I have to answer all these questions, why the heck are you guys doing the show?
Yeah. We want to make sure we give the listeners the best advice possible.
That's right. And it's certainly not going to come from us.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who drink beer, and Ballast Point is one of their favorite brands.
Now, you do not partake.
I do not.
Neither does your father.
But they have very good branding as well.
They do.
I've seen their bottles, their cans. Everything's named after a fish, every type of beer they have.
A local fish.
Dorado, Yellowtail. What else
Sculpin.
Do they have? Sculpin.
Yep, Calico Bass.
Sculpin's their most popular beer. My friends right. love
Yellowtail
it.
Ale.
They have a pineapple Sculpin, a grapefruit Sculpin.
Hey, really?
A habanero Sculpin.
Wow. See, so it's that Southwest, Southern California, offshore sport fishing vibe.
If you partake in beer
yes.
out there and you have not tried Ballast Point, any type of their beers, I think they have, you know, different IPAs, blonde lagers. Try their beers. I've heard they're very good.
I've heard they're very good. You know, as long as they don't have alcohol in them, I would give it a try.
There we go. They might have one.
No, a non-alcoholic Yellowtail ale?
I don't.
That would just be yellow ale.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be very good. And what is the point of non-alcoholic beer, by the way? Like the near beer stuff.
I don't know.
What is the point?
I don't know.
Is it to be able to drink it and get fat and not get drunk while you're getting fat?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I had a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, my goodness. So
my
anyway,
friend drinks it, though.
In an answer to the question there, Bill still likes it and thinks that it's a company. And, boy, I tell you what, we looked up their brands just a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
during the break.
I'll do my best to name a couple.
And dozens.
So some of their wines are Blackstone,
okay.
Black Box.
All right.
Rufino. They have Svedka Vodka. I do know that name.
Do you?
They have a lot of commercials. Black
friends.
Velvet.
You have friends that know that name.
I do.
Not you.
They have Corona Pacifico.
Oh, now that is one popular
Modelo.
Beer in Southern California
yeah.
and Mexico.
Of
Corona
course.
And Pacifico. Those are popular.
So they have some big brands.
So those guys bought this little local San Diego beer company for $1 billion stinking dollars.
Yeah, no big deal.
$1 billion stinking dollars.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, makes me want to go invent a beer.
We should.
That is non-alcoholic, of course, and tastes good. So, if you would like to be able to tap in regularly to this kind of amazing content, and you would like to go back and listen to this show and get some really good information beyond us texting Bill for the information, you can actually listen to him personally Monday through Thursday. Tell the folks, young Steven.
Visit GundersonCapital.com.
Okay. All right.
Capital with an A-L at the end, not an O-L.
Okay.
Some people will type in the other one.
GundersonCapital.com.
Yeah. And click on the radio show page to
okay.
hear our archives. Click on the Contact Us page to ask us a question, to
hey, I want to interrupt
free
you.
News.
I want to interrupt you there.
Okay.
Contact Us. We need to know if you are even remotely interested in becoming a client. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a little box there
yes.
where you can click, hey, I'm thinking about maybe becoming a client of Bill's. If you want to know that, we'll get in touch with you.
Yes.
We'll call you back, but we need your phone number and email address.
Yes.
Or you can call us at
855-611-BEST.
That's it. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson filling in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.